Genesis chapter number 15. Sa aklat tayo ng Genesis chapter 15. At nang hinayang si Abraham. Actually, ang pangalan niya dito, Abram, bago pinalitan ng Diyos yung kanyang pangalan. But Abram experienced discouragement. If you remember, God gave him a promise of seed, and yet here he is without seed, and he looks to God, says, Lord, what a reproach in a way. It's a reproach in the culture of this day and age in the Bible that marriage is not blessed with children. And Abram here is asking the Lord, are you sure you're going to give me a seed? And God visited Abram and confirmed with him his covenant promise. Look at verse number 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And so here's the Lord. I'm here to defend you, and I'm here to give you a great exceeding reward. Abram is a believer, and the Lord comes to him with confirmation. And verse 2, and Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. So, walang tagapagmana Diyos sa mga pangako mo sa akin. Maliban lang sa aking alalay na si Eliezer. So, sabi ng Panginoon, no, hindi may bibigay kay Eliezer ang mga pangako ko. Bibigyan kita ng seed promise. So, verse number 3, and Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. So God was more specific. No, Abraham, you will have a son. He will come from you. And he brought, verse 10, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look unto the heaven, tell the stars. So apparently, gabi ito, na nung binisita siya ng Diyos. Kasi sabi niya, tumingala ka sa langit, tingnan mo yung mga bituin. So gabi, this was nighttime. And he was able to see the stars, if thou able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Can you number the stars, Abram? And Abram, apparently, of course not. But God said, that's how great your seed will be. Wow. And of course, Abram did not understand and realize yung seed promise dito ay lahat ng mga mananampalataya na gaya ni Abram na sumasampalataya sa Diyos ay magiging kamag-anak ni Abraham sa pananampalataya. And so, every believer is a seed of Abraham by faith. And we, as believers, take part of the Abrahamic covenant because of faith. We are the spiritual seed of Abraham. Now, this doesn't mean that we become Jewish. That is the national aspect. That is the land promise aspect. But as far as the spiritual blessings, whatever God has given Abraham spiritually, we as Gentile believers receive it when we pray and ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior by grace through faith. And Abraham experienced the same grace through faith. Look at verse 6. Tingnan mo ang verse 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. This is how the gospel works. You hear the good news of Jesus Christ. You understand you're a sinner. And you understand that Jesus died on the cross for your sin, was buried, and resurrected the third day according to the scriptures. And you receive that truth in your heart, and you stand in that truth, understanding that you are not worthy, but Jesus is worthy. And Jesus is the reason why you are saved. you believe in the Lord. And then the Lord counts it, counts you as righteous. Counts you as righteous. So may transaction po. Nung namatay si Jesucristo sa krus, at tayo ay sumampalataya sa Kanya, kinuha ng Panginoon lahat ng ating mga kasalanan, past, present, and future. Inangkin niya sa Kanyang krus. Siya ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. At hindi lang ho niya kinuha yung kasalanan natin. Hindi ho sapat yun. Nagdagdag ang Diyos sa atin ng ano? Ng katuwiran ng Diyos. Lahat ng katuwiran ng Panginoong Jesucristo ay inilagay sa atin bilang mananampalataya. Now, yung katuwiran ng Panginoong Jesucristo ba ay matuwid, malinis, at kaaya-aya at kalugod-lugod ba sa Diyos? Yes. Kaya ho tayo bilang Kristiyano, kailangan magkaroon tayo ng kumpiyansa sa Panginoon dahil hindi mo pwedeng dagdagan ang katuwiran ng Diyos. Hindi mo pwedeng haluin ng iyong mabubuting gawa ang natapos ng gawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Kaya pag tinanong ka saan ka papunta pag namatay ka, kung ikaw ay tunay na na sumasampalataya kay Kristo, alam mo, pupunta ka sa langit dahil sa mata ng Diyos, ang katwiran mo ay nakikita ng Ama. At yan ay katwiran ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Nasaan ang iyong mga kasalanan? Tinanggal na ho ng Diyos. Nilagay niya, inilapag niya kay Jesucristo ang ating mga pagkukulang, mga kasalanan. Lahat ng kabaluktutan natin. So sa harapan ng Diyos, malinis tayo. Dahil kay Kristo, amen? Hindi ho dahil sa atin. Kaya yung iba sabi, pagsisikapan ko, natanggapin ako ng Diyos. Never! Kahit na mangako ka ngayon, hindi na ako magkakasala magpakailanman. Sinungaling ka, una. Una sa lahat, sinungaling na yon. Lie. Eh pastor, gagawin ko yung the best ko para iharap ko ang sarili ko sa Diyos. Ay di, wala. Impyerno ang madadatnan mo. Wala akong matuwid sa tao. Wala ni isa sa atin ang matuwid. Ako na nangangaral sa inyo ay makasalanang tao. Hello? Kaya huwag niyong hintayin na maging matuwid ang aking landas bago ako lumapit sa Diyos. Never ho na magiging matuwid ang iyong landas. Habang nasa lupa ka, habang yung katawan natin tumatapak sa lupang ito at hindi tayo lumulutang, wala akong matuwid na tao. Kaya lang, ang katwiran natin bilang Kristiyano ay hindi likas sa atin. Ito ay katwiran na inilagay sa atin ng Diyos nung araw na tinanggap natin si Jesus Christ. Kaya pala, katanggap-tanggap ang Kristiyano sa Diyos. Look at verse number 6, Genesis 15 verse 6. So ito ang unang punto, dalawa lang ang punto ko, okay? Number one, ang katotohanan na nangyari kay Abraham. Ano ang nangyari kay Abraham? Verse number 6, Genesis 15:6. Genesis 15:6. And he believed in the Lord. Yan ang patotoo ni Abraham. Abraham, anong nangyari sa'yo? Ako ay sumampalataya sa Panginoon. Abraham believed on the Lord. Nung iniwan niya ang kanyang bayan, by the way, tiga saan si Abraham? Tiga Ur. Ayan o, verse number 7. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur. So yun ang lungsod niya. Of the Chaldees, yan ang probinsya niya. Babylonian pala itong si Iraqi, kumbaga. Iraqi itong si Abraham. He's a Middle Eastern man from Iraq. And God called him out of there. And did he obey the Lord? Yes. But why did he obey the Lord? He obeyed him by faith. He obeyed him by faith. Abraham didn't just do his own thing. He heard the word from God and he obeyed the Lord by faith. And so, he believed in the Lord. Yan ang patotoo ng verse number 6. Nanatili ba siya sa Canaan? Natatandaan ba ninyo si Lot? Abraham and Lot? Lot, his nephew? Lot wanted to stay with Abraham, and Abraham said, no, we will divide. I will give you the choice. You can stay here in Canaan where God wants us to live, or you can go somewhere else. And Lot said, I'm going to pitch my tent toward Sodom. Doon na lang ako sa ilalim, sa timog, sa Sodom ako titira. Doon na lang ako. Ayaw ko dito sa Canaan. Alam ko ito ang layunin ng Diyos, pero ayaw ko dito. Doon na lang ako titira, over there. Eh si Abraham, anong ginawa niya na natili siya sa Canaan? Bakit? Dahil yan ang tinawag siya ng Diyos na manatili sa Canaan, and he believed in God. Lot didn't believe. Lot forsook. He went to Sodom. And what happened to Lot? He became the father of two enemies, the Moabites and the Ammonites. Ammonites pala. The Edomites are from Esau. The Moabites and the Ammonites come from Lot. And so anyway, well, they become the enemies. And they're all enemies anyway. Bunch of parasites. Anyway, they are the enemies. When God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, was Abraham obedient to God's word? Yes. Itinaas niya yung kutsilyo. Biro mo, papatayin na niya yung anak niya. Sinabihan siya ng anghel ng Panginoon, wag mong saktan si Isaac. Gusto lang patunayan ng Diyos kung talagang susunod ka sa kanya. Now, how was Abraham able to obey the Lord? It was by faith. By faith. Here in this chapter, Abram is the father of faith. He's an example of faith. Faith is what pleases the Lord. Faith pleases the Lord. And so, God calls us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. At kung wala kang pananampalataya sa Panginoon, hindi ka saved. So, dalawa lang ang uri ng pananampalataya. Did you know that? There's only two kinds of faith in the Bible. There is dead faith and there's living faith. Meron palang dalawang uri ng pananampalataya. Now, si Abraham, meron siyang living faith. Pero maraming tao ang dead faith. Ano yung dead faith? Yan yung sumasampalataya pero walang bunga ang kanilang pananampalataya. They say they believe, but there's no fruit of their faith. There is no fruit. It doesn't bear anything. It is dead faith. Look at James chapter 2, verse 17. James chapter 2, verse 17. I'm so glad Abram didn't have that. James chapter 2, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. So, faith without works is dead. Look at verse 26. For without the body, without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Alimbawa, sinabi ng Diyos kay Abraham. Alimbawa, sinabi ng Diyos kay Abraham. Alika, Abraham. Lumabas ka sa Ur of the Chaldees. At si Abraham ay hindi sumunod sa Diyos. Pero sinabi ni Abraham, naniniwala naman ako sa Diyos, pero hindi ako susunod. So, anong klaseng faith yon? Patay na faith. Pag sinabi ng Diyos, Abraham, manatili ka sa Canaan. Manatili ka dito sa lupang Canaan. Hindi, gusto kong lumipat. Sumama ako kay Lot. Pero naniniwala naman ako sa iyo, Lord. Walang kwenta ang dead faith kung walang obedience. Obedience is not the basis of salvation. It is the fruit of salvation. That's why when I meet people and I say, do you know the Lord is your Savior? Oh yes, I know the Lord is my Savior. Okay. Well, do you pray? No. You read your Bible? No. Go to church? No. But I know the Lord. Well, examine yourself. maybe you have dead faith. Bears no fruit, no love for the Lord, no change in life. No. That is dead faith. The devils believe. They're not saved. They believe and they tremble, the Bible says. And they are not saved. So dead faith. Then there's living faith. Meron namang faith na buhay. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Go over to Ephesians chapter 2. I think this is the faith that Abram had. And that's why God counted it for him for righteousness. Ephesians chapter 2. Kaya hindi ho sa salita ang tao dapat i-examine. Dapat i-examine natin sa liwanag ng salita ng Diyos. We ought to examine people according to the light of Scripture, not according to our own thoughts and thinking. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So we're saved unto good works. We're not saved because of good works. We are not saved through good works. We are saved for the purpose that we may bear good works. You understand that? Don't put the cart before the horse. Huwag mong ilagay yung kalesa sa harap ng kabayo. Ang kabayo ang pananampalataya, ang kalesa ang sumusunod yung mabubuting gawa. Ang mabubuting gawa natin ay hindi basihan ng kaligtasan. Ito ho ay resulta ng kaligtasan. All right, and Abraham had that. Go back to Genesis chapter 15 verse number 6. And he believed in the Lord. Oh, what a powerful, powerful scripture. And he believed in the Lord. He believed in God's promises. Remember, Genesis 15 is the third time that God confirms the promise, the Abrahamic covenant. The first time was Genesis 12. The second time was Genesis 13. The third time was Genesis 15. The fourth time was Genesis 17. The fifth time was Genesis 22. All throughout Abraham's life, God kept confirming to him his covenant promise of seed, of land, and of spiritual blessings. And God is faithful. Abraham, all he had to do was believe in the Lord. His faith is what made him whole. If I can borrow that from the New Testament. Be it done unto thee according to thy faith, according to thy word. And Abraham believed. And the result, ano ang resulta? Look at verse 6. And he counted it to him for righteousness. So Abraham believed, and God counted it for him for righteousness. So ibinilang si Abraham na matuwid dahil sa kanyang buhay na pananampalataya. Meron siyang na-experience na kapatawaran ng kanyang kasalanan. Na-experience niya ang katuwiran na ibinilang sa kanya mula sa Panginoon. Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya at hindi yung mabubuting gawa. Ito ay nagdulot ng pabor at pag-ibig ng Diyos sa kanya. Biro mo, binisita siya ng Diyos 5 beses. Nakakausap niya ang Diyos araw-araw. Parang tayong mga Kristiyano. Noong tinanggap natin ang Panginoong Hesukristo, tinanggal niya ang ating mga kasalanan, ibinuhos niya ang kanyang katuwiran sa atin, at magmula ng araw na tinanggap natin si Hesukristo, maaari tayong lumakad na kasama ang Diyos araw-araw. Ano mang oras, maaari tayong manalangin at tumawag sa Kanya. And we can have perfect fellowship with the Lord. Kasiguraduhan ng buhay na walang hanggan, magmula sa lupang ito hanggat sa langit. Abraham experienced the assurance of God from earth to heaven. He experienced eternal life. because of faith in the Lord Jesus, well, in the Word of God concerning the seed promise, the Messiah that's coming, Jesus Christ. And he saw the day of Christ, according to John. He understood when he sacrificed Isaac that God was going to sacrifice his son for the remission of sins. Of course, Abraham didn't continue the sacrifice, but God the Father did. God sacrificed his son. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And so, kapayapaan, pag-ibig, kaligayahan, aliw, kaginhawaan, kasiguraduhan ay napunta kay Abraham. All of these things, the blessings of salvation, peace, comfort, strength, sanctification, it all came to Abraham by faith when he believed on the Lord. Now, kung paano niligtas ng Diyos si Abraham, ganito rin ho tayo na may ililigtas ng Panginoon. Kung paano si Abraham ay sumampalataya sa Panginoon, dapat kung gusto mong maligtas ka, sumampalataya ka sa Panginoong Jesucristo. Look at Romans chapter 4. I just want to share two verses with you. Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. How Abraham believed on the Lord is how we are saved. No difference. Abraham believed. If you want to be saved, you must believe on the Lord. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 3. Romans chapter 4 verse 3. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. This is a citing Genesis chapter 15, our text. Look at verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. So verse 4, if you're trying to earn your way to salvation, that's not the way of grace. Look at verse 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Ayun pala, yung hindi gumagawa pero sumasampalataya sa Panginoon, yung kanyang pananampalataya ay binibilang ng Diyos bilang katwiran o pag-aaring ganap ng Diyos. So, ligtas ba tayo dahil sa mabubuting gawa? No. Ligtas tayo dahil sa grasya at awa ng Diyos. Ano ang instrumento? Mabubuting gawa o pananampalataya? Faith. Now, yung tunay na faith ay namumunga ng mabubuting gawa. Pero hindi ho basihan ang mabubuting gawa. Ito ay resulta lamang ng salvation. Malinaw ba? Hindi sa pamamagitan ng ritual. Tandaan ninyo, hindi ho si Abraham nung kapanahonan niya, nung Genesis 15, yeah, wala pa si Isaac. Hindi pa niya pwedeng i-sacrifice si Isaac. Pero iniaring ganap na siya ng Diyos. Iniaari siyang matuwid ng Diyos. Ay, hindi pa siya nakapag ceremony, no? Ano yung circumcision? Wala pa siyang circumcision sa chapter 15. Niligtas na siya ng Diyos. Bakit? Hindi ho sa panglabas, never sa pang-external ang salvation. Ito ay ang puso. It is your heart. Long before Isaac was sacrificed, long before Abraham was circumcised, long before Abraham could fully even understand the prophecy of chapter 15 concerning Egypt, Abraham believed, and God counted it for him for righteousness. Long before the rituals, long before the ceremonies. So what does that tell us? We are not saved by rituals and ceremonies. Yung baptism na gagawin natin mamayang hapon, hindi ho yan nakakapagligtas. Lahat ng kandidato ng baptism, na-examine na nilang kanilang puso, alam nila na sila ay ligtas dahil sa biyaya ng Diyos. Kaya whether na mabaptize ka o hindi, kung talagang sumasampalataya kay Jesus Cristo, papunta ka pa rin sa langit. Eh kung hindi ka sumasampalataya pero nagpabaptize ka, ano nangyari sa'yo? Wala, basa. Basa ka lang. And so, understand, we are not saved by ritual and ceremony. And next Sunday, I will be preaching a message on why we are saved by grace alone. Next Sunday, magse-celebrate ang buong bayan ng 500-year ceremony, celebration ng Christianity sa Philippines. Pero ang sasabihin ko sa inyo, ang Christianity na sineselebrate nila ay hindi biblical. At hindi ako maninira, I will be documenting yung mga statements nila na hindi kaligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya lamang. Kailangan may halong good works. Dahil yan ang opisyal na turo ng mga churches na religious pero hindi ligtas. And so, you can look forward to that message next week. But for now, I want you to see how clear it is in the scriptures. We are saved by grace through faith. We do not deserve the mercy of God. We cannot earn the mercy of God. And the only way to receive the mercy of God is by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. What about good works? Well, they become the results. They are not the basis. The basis is God's grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Kasi kapag ligtas tayo sa mabuting gawa, nako, ang yayabang natin sa langit. Hindi na ho langit ang langit, payabangan na lang, mapagmataas. Ako, nandito ako dahil mahusay akong tao. Ay ako, meron akong natutunan, nalampasan ko ang grade school. Ay ako, marunong akong magbasa. Ay ako, napakatinukong tao. Ay ako, hindi ako magnanakaw. Ako, hindi ako mamamatay tao. Ako, may pwesto sa lipunan. Alam mo, sa langit, pagdating natin doon, hindi natin ipagmamalaki ang sarili natin dahil lahat tayo makasalanan. Isa lang ang pangalan na ipagmamalaki natin sa langit. Hulaan nyo kung sino yon. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? We are saved by grace through faith, not of good works. We do not boast on ourselves. We do not preach ourselves. We preach Christ. Pastor, pray for me. Hindi ako sure na ako ay tumanggap na kay Jesus Christ. Meron bang magsasabi ng ganun? I'm not sure that I know the Lord is my Savior. I'd like to be sure. Pakitaas ng kamay. Hindi ako sure. Alright? Pastor, pray for me. I know the Lord. I know Him. Hindi ako 100% na perfect. Marami akong pagkukulang. Pero alam ko, ang number one perfect ay nasa aking puso. Ayan ang Panginoong Jesucristo. Pakitaas ng kamay if that's you. You know Him. God bless you. Amen. Na pwede nating sabihin yan. Hindi lahat ng kamay nakapagtaas. Ulitin ko ang tanong. Pastor, hindi ako sure. Pakitaas ng kamay. Alright, very good. Habang may panahon, huwag ka na maghintay. Kung hindi ka pa tumanggap sa Panginoon, hindi ka pa nagsisi at sumampalataya sa Kanya, gawin mo yan ngayon. Hindi ho formula ang pananalangin. Sa puso, tumawag ka sa pangalan ng Panginoon at ikay ililigtas ka ng Diyos kung tunay na umaasa ka sa Kanya at nananalig at tanggapin Siya. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We certainly pray that as we water, as we plant and water, that you would give the increase. We love you, Lord. Ask your blessing upon it, us and this word, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.